Now that the holidays are over, a lot of you home cooks may crave time off, just for a bit. But you and your family, you still gotta eat, and the convenience and frankly, the taste of fast food may be pretty alluring to you right now. Well, we'll help you resist with today's found recipe suggestion.
The slow cooker is the easy bake oven for grown-ups.
That's blogger and cookbook author Stephanie O'Day. She's a busy mother of three young girls and owner of 14 slow cookers. Slow cookers, also known as crockpots, a kitchen device you might associate with the 70s.
Before I started slow cooking regularly, I kind of thought of the slow cooker as a glorified pot roast machine. It seemed like everything I put in it sort of tasted the same. The carrots got a little mushy, and the pot roast tasted like Lipton onion soup and a can of Campbell's chicken and mushroom soup.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. Hey, there's no judgment here. Stephanie O'Day, however, she wanted more.
I really started thinking outside of the crock.
So for 1 year, she challenged herself to make something different in her slow cooker every single day.
You can steam fish beautifully in the slow cooker. You can make delicate desserts like cheesecake and creme brulee. You can roast a duck. You can make barbecued shrimp.
You can also make a gluten-free version of KFC. Yes, a new deal. A Kentucky non-fried chicken in every crock pot. And for today's found recipe, Stephanie O'Day has this takeout fake out.
We happen to be a gluten-free family. My daughter, age 9, was diagnosed with celiac, an intolerance to gluten, and we were watching the Food Network, and the chefs were trying to recreate a KFC-inspired chicken rub, and my daughter said, "I don't know what that tastes like." And it dawned on me, she doesn't know what that tastes like. I took it upon myself to see if I could recreate a similar seasoning at home and cook the bird the way I always cook in the slow cooker. We are not absolutely certain what the actual spices are in Colonel Sanders' secret recipe because, of course, they are under lock and key. But in the O'Day kitchen, it encompasses paprika, some garlic salt, onion powder, thyme, oregano, sage, black pepper, ginger, marjoram, salt, cardamom. And the twist in the seasoning rub was adding white sugar to combat the garlic and the salty flavor. Skin the chicken, rub it down inside and out with a seasoning blend, and then put it in the slow cooker, breast side down. The chicken cooks in its own juices with a seasoning blend. Do not add any water. Cook on high for about 4 hours or on low for 7 to 8 hours. This is one of the most moist chickens you will ever have, and it literally falls from the bone. My daughter was thrilled with this takeout fake out. I think she ate both the drumsticks, a wing, and a half of a thigh that night. It was a really successful meal for our family.
That's Stephanie O'Day. Her cookbook is 365 Slow Cooker Suppers. You can get the recipe for her KFC-inspired chicken on our found recipes page at npr.org.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.